See, I don't believe in coincidences. I think things happen for reasons, Graham. So what are the odds that Moses is trying to get the Israelites out of Egypt, and all of a sudden this volcano erupts and plays havoc with Egypt for so many years with all these plagues? I mean, what are the odds of that happening unless there was some kind of intervention to have it happen?
Well, if you accept that, for example, just for argument's sake, that what happened in ancient Egypt, as recorded in the Bible during the Exodus, was the result of a volcanic eruption, then you can look at it two ways. You can either say, well, this is a bit coincidental. You've got Moses going around saying that God's going to destroy you if you don't let my people go, and when the Pharaoh refuses, this suddenly happens right on cue. Would, you know, that's a pretty big coincidence. And yes, one could say that that this was an act of God, but if you look at it the other way around, you could say, well, there are people always going around somewhere amongst oppressed people saying, you keep this up and some divine retribution's going to befall you.
Sure.
You've got people all the time, but generally speaking, nothing happens. But sooner or later, just by coincidence alone, because of the sheer number of people over time that have done this, is that one of these times something is going to happen, and then when something happens as huge as what happened, obviously, you know, in Egypt, if the Bible is correct, and if the volcanic eruption theory is correct, with something as huge as that happens, then people are going to turn around and say, well, hold on a minute, this guy is in touch with God. And that's how the whole thing starts off and is written down and then becomes the story we know in the Bible.
Do you think Moses took credit for this? Do you think after it occurred, he probably said, see, I told you so, now let them go?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the interesting things is, according to the Bible, after all these plagues occur, the Egyptian pharaoh decides to let them go and then later changes his mind. And at this point you're thinking, well, maybe he's turning around and thinking, hang about a minute, maybe this is a different God. Maybe this isn't Moses' God after all. Maybe somebody, we've offended something else. He could have thought, he might have decided it was a natural disaster. Who knows? But the interesting thing that then comes again, which again tends to suggest a volcanic eruption theory, is the fact that the reason that the Israelites start to leave Egypt and they reach what is described as the Red Sea, but actually that's a mistranslation of the original Bible, where the word is actually the Sea of Reeds or the Reed Sea, which is actually not the big Red Sea that we now know, but a smaller swampy area on the coast of northeast Egypt, what's now known as Lake Manzala. It's basically a low-lying swampy area called the Sea of Reeds because its reeds grow up through this low-lying water, more like a swamp. Now, it's here that apparently, according to the Bible, as the Israelites are fleeing the Egyptians, the waters part, the Red Sea or the Sea of Reeds parts, the Israelites are allowed to cross, and as the Egyptian army follows them to bring them back, suddenly the waters close in again and they're all drowned. Now, interestingly enough, if the ancient Israelites were where the Bible says they were, in the land of Goshen, which is the northeast delta of Egypt, in that area, within a few hours they could have crossed or tried to cross this marshy area. And we were talking before about tsunami being created, huge tidal waves being created by such an eruption.
Sure.
And if that happened, the water actually would, like an ordinary wave, but over a longer period, would withdraw, actually making the area much drier, the water level much lower than it was normally, until the tidal wave, the tsunami, arrived and then washed everything away. And this could have been caused, and would, there was a huge eruption early in the 1900s at Krakatoa, an island near the island of Java, in Southeast Asia. And when this exploded, a huge tidal wave even hit the coast of Australia, a couple of thousand miles away.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, they're talking about a volcano near the Canary Islands. If that thing goes, they're talking about a 600-foot tsunami that within a matter of, hours, would hit the eastern coast of the United States 50 miles inland. That's how big it would be.
Wow. I mean, that would be pretty terrifying if that happened.
Yep.
But, I mean, this something like this could have happened to the ancient Egyptians as they were trying to pursue the Israelites, and their chariots and so forth would all have got washed away. So again, we were saying about some, well, you know, was Moses taking credit? What did people think of, you know, what would they have thought? It was a God at work. Well, it seems that the Bible's correct, that at first the Pharaoh thought, well, yes, and then he decided, no, it wasn't, sent the army after them. Then another effect of the volcanic eruption would have taken place. I mean, a series of tsunami would have been created by this ongoing number of explosions of the volcano on the island of Thera, and caused these series of tidal waves. And one of these, again fortuitously, could have just finally managed to help the Israelites to escape.